Hey everyone, welcome back to NFL Network. We are joined now by Jim Mora, who's on the mend. Coach, what happened?
Well, a little skiing accident. You know, when I've gotten fired, I have a tendency to put my energies in a different direction, which has been skiing, and this is my second knee injury after two firings. So either I don't get fired anymore or I don't ski anymore.
It's dangerous everywhere for you, I guess.
Yeah, it was worth it, though.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us anyway.
My pleasure.
You're playing hurt. You're playing injured.
It's fun for me to talk about the Minnesota Vikings because I have a lot of connections there.
You do.
A lot of people I really respect with that organization.
Let's start with two of them who are players, because I know it's also our assistant GM, George Payton, and some other guys. But let's start with guys on the field. Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks. You've coached those two guys.
Yeah.
What do you think it's like for Mike Zimmer to coach those two guys? You would know.
Oh, I think he probably enjoys every minute of it. You know, they're two young men now that come to the facility every day prepared to do their best, to do good work, to take good notes, to study, to go out and have great practices, to demonstrate leadership and a great attitude. They are two of the finest that I've ever been fortunate enough to coach. And you see it reflected in their play. You know, when you listen to the way they talk, how they present themselves to the public, they're always doing it the right way. And so I can only imagine that, you know, as much joy as I got out of coaching those guys and as much as I appreciated their influence on others around them, I would hope that it's the same in Minnesota.
Well, it's interesting because you were a head coach in the NFL and at the college level. So when you get two players who played together, and not just on the same team, but the same position group in college, there's some value to that synergy in bringing those two guys to your pro team as well?
I think so. And not only did they play together, but they were the best of friends in college, and they remain the best of friends now. And, you know, they spend an inordinate amount of time together. They're like brothers. Yeah. And I think that there's a dynamic between them. There's some things that can go unspoken. They work out together. There's things they talk about that I think probably help them through good times, tough times. And then on the field, I believe there's just a connectivity between them that helps them both excel. And I think they also push each other. It's very unique, and it's very powerful. And I think what you see and the Vikings are seeing is, you know, a real dynamic there it's fun to watch. And they're just going to keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just starting their careers.
Yeah, and we hope so. And they're playing for a head coach in Mike Zimmer, who's been around a long time, and I know that you know Coach Zimmer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at year to year, a lot of stuff changes, but it's Mike Zimmer's defense.
Yes.
And he says it's the Minnesota Vikings defense. So we'll use his term. When you look at a Vikings defense, what's tough about that with Mike Zimmer at the helm?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the way he phrases that because it shows his unselfishness. Yeah. And I think that kind of is reflected in the way they play. They're very fundamentally sound. They play well together. There's a synergy amongst those 11 on the field on every single down. They tackle well. They play hard. They run to the ball. They never look confused. They're able to attack with pressure when they need to, and it's always very sound pressure. But there's just a level of confidence that they play with that I think is born in the fact that they're so fundamentally sound. They work on the details. They've mastered the details, and they understand how each of them fit in each particular defense.
We always look at, you know, you're in college and then you graduate to the NFL. But, you know, you coach college ball too. Do you think there's anything coaches and players in the pros can look at the college game maybe and help them enhance their performance at the pro level?
Yeah, I think you can always learn. I think good coaches are always trying to learn. And, you know, what we're seeing now is a little bit more of the RPO, the run-pass option stuff being utilized at the pro level. You're seeing maybe a little bit more tempo offense. It's a little bit harder to do at the NFL level because you don't have as many receivers that you can sub in and out. But the use of tempo. I think the other thing you're seeing is the use of verbiage. You know, in the NFL, plays used to be pretty drawn out in the way that you'd call them in a huddle. And I think colleges are more one word or a simple phrase. And I think you're seeing a little bit of that integrated into the professional level. But there's always things you can learn.
Yeah. You know, you use the term RPO. And that's something that we heard a lot in the playoffs because the Eagles were having so much success using that concept. And now we have John DeFilippo, who's going to be our offensive coordinator. So I think Vikings fans may hear RPO more and more often. Can you explain what that concept is?
Well, it's really a couple of different things. You know, first of all, you're giving the quarterback the opportunity at the line of scrimmage to sometimes predetermine whether or not he's going to hand it off or make a throw. with the initial action where you're taking the snap and faking and riding the back, you're trying to put a linebacker in conflict, a linebacker that maybe has a gap that he's got to fill, but a zone that he's also got to cover on the pass. And if you can get him to stay back in his zone, you hand it off and you hit the run. If he attacks, and you can pop it in behind him. There's also the element of the quarterback reading either the tackle or the end to decide if he wants to give it or not. Mm-hmm. So there's an RPO, hey, we're going to hand it off or throw it, or I'm going to hand it off as a quarterback or keep it. In the NFL, you know, the quarterback is such a valuable commodity. The aspect where am I going to hand it off or keep it maybe is a little less prominent than am I going to hand it off or throw it.
Right.
I think that Minnesota now has a quarterback that can execute that concept, those two concepts, perfection, because you've got a guy that is incredibly bright, is a tremendous decision maker, mm-hmm. has courage, and has the intelligence that if he has the ball in his hands because he didn't hand it off because the end crashed down, then he's going to get what he can get, but he's going to protect himself. He's going to get down. Yeah. And so it is really, really tough to defend defensively. It's a whole new aspect of football that when I was coming up in the NFL, you just didn't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, Kirk Cousins may bring that element to the Vikings.
I think
with
so.
His mobility and maybe some bootlegs and all that
and
stuff.
And his intelligence and the way he sees the game and his ability to digest information quickly and make great decisions.
And how about for Kirk, you know, playing for a team that has a defense that's going to give up about 17 points a game? I would think if you're a quarterback and you know the number you got to get over is 17, that seems like a pretty good situation.
Yeah, I think he'll like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a bonus for any quarterback, and I'm sure the defense loves having a quarterback that they have tremendous faith in. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say they didn't have faith in the others. You know, I just think that it just was a really great move, you know, and I think that we're going to see it really pay off next year. You know, I'm obviously biased towards the Vikings, you know, having had a lot of UCLA guys play there and still playing there and in management. And so it's one of my teams.
Well, one year that you were biased against the Vikings was 1998. And I bring that up because that was 20 years ago. So we're at the 20th anniversary of one of the better teams in franchise history. What do you remember about those 1998 Vikings?
They were almost impossible to defend, and they put up points at record numbers at that time. And to try to defend, you know, Randy and Chris and Robert Smith and Brian calling plays, they just put you in so much conflict. I remember when we played him in Minnesota, and I was the defensive back coach, and Jim Haslett, who was later the Saints head coach, was the linebacker coach, and Monty Kiffin, who is a legendary defensive coordinator of the league, was our coordinator. And they had lit us up in the first half. And we come out for the second half, and Haz and I are on the sideline, and Monty's up in the box, and he says, "Hey, Haz, JL." And he had that voice, and he called him Haz, and me, "Hey, Haz, JL." He says, "Look at that." You know, we were a late game. He says, "Somebody gave up 395 yards today," and kind of laughed. And we said, "Monty, that's us." And it's halftime. And he's like, "Oh, my God." You know? And it was it just seemed like you were always holding on.
Yeah.
Like, how do you stop Randy? And then, you know, so you were always over and under on Randy, and then you were in and out on Chris, and then you're like, okay, we don't have enough guys now to stop Robert.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it was like, sheesh, what do we do here?
It was a pretty fun team. Head coach, by the way, by the late, great Denny Green.
Yeah.
Do you have any memories of Coach Green?
Well, I think, you know, everyone has the memory of his press conference, and that's unfortunate because I mean, that was not one of his best moments, but was a great man, great football coach. I thought he had tremendous integrity and moral. And I know my dad respected him, and I respected him, and he was always tough to compete against, but he was always fun to be around.
Yeah. What's it like being the son of a coach?
Well, you know, it was great at times and tough at times. When my dad retired from coaching and I was still coaching, you know, there were some interesting conversations that weren't always, you know, pleasant probably to hear if you were my mom. But it the benefits far outweigh any of the negatives. I mean, it was just to have a guy in my life that cared so desperately about me and my success, that had been in the same arena as I had been in and been very successful, was so much of a benefit to me.
Well, thanks for your time, Coach.
My pleasure.
Hope you feel better soon.
Oh, I will. I'm coming back.
Maybe stick to cards or something like that
okay.
next time, all right?
Yeah.